Okay. Now, once you've had sex with the woman, she will naturally start to depend on you. Okay? All women do this.
They certainly do. You got that right.
Sex with women.
Once you bang them.
Like that.
Right. Right. Which brings me to the first N. Nurturing dependence. You're going to want to nurture that dependence that she's feeling on you now, guys. Have her car towed, or you can slash her tires. Either way, make her depend on you for rides. Or you can use my personal go-to, which is to create a fictional angry neighbor who's threatening her and tell her you'll take care of him. Hit up a payphone so that she can't trace the calls back to you. Give her a call and say something along the lines of,
"I'm watching you, you bitch. You're gonna die tonight."
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. We've got a lighter crew today. It is just one Joel Goldstein and one Veronica Johnson.
Hello.
What's up, guys? You can hear us every Saturday that I am here. That is 3 to 4 p.m. You can listen to the podcast, www.inpapasbasement.com. Also on iTunes. I don't know if you guys do anything with iTunes.
I'm anti-Apple.
Nope.
I'm not big on it myself, but I've had to learn like so much crap that I'm not into in order to promote this show. Like all kinds of blogging stuff and backlinks and whatever. So just go to inpapasbasement.com. You can find the audio there. You can find a lot of my writing. You know, it's an okay site if I do toot my own horn. You can also listen to us streaming on www.fcac.org/WEBR. We're on Cox 37, Comcast Channel 27. And Joel, your buddy vouched for us being on Fios 37 as well?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so if you're with Fios, you haven't been left out. We missed last week's show. I was at traffic school all day.
How did that go?
It was boring as all hell. I mean, do you remember taking any kind of traffic instruction in health class, like for 2 weeks?
I had to take that same traffic school, I think, back when I was 16 and I had my first ticket.
Okay.
It was torture. I think I had to go with my dad. It was not a lot of
fun. I mean, it was. It really felt like being back in elementary school. I mean, you just had to sit there with a pencil in hand and take notes. And
back in driver's ed.
Yeah, and then after 9 hours, you got the most retard simple test. You know, it was like, is it okay to run over pedestrians? Yes, no, maybe. You know, I mean, and everyone was just cheating off each other. Everyone got like 98s or 100s.
Did they give you a certificate when you're done?
Yeah, I got a little certificate.
It was easy, but people were cheating off of each other? Seriously?
Well, if,
just to verify.
That's a little disturbing.
Yeah, yeah.
The
even
fact that they're in traffic court and they have to cheat.
Yeah.
No, traffic school. I'm totally with Joel on this. It's a total verification thing.
Yeah.
I cheat. Like, I can ace things and I'll still cheat during it because I just want to see what someone else is doing.
Why?
I guess because I can. I don't know why exactly.
That's weird.
You know, you don't do that?
No,
like
I don't.
Like a test you studied for and you still...
I've gone down that road.
Yeah, thank you.
And cheated?
Not
oh my
cheating.
God,
you're
no.
just like,
you're,
okay.
You have your answers. You just verify
exactly.
the fact that your common sense is correct.
You're like, I've
no,
got A, B, B, C, D.
I was always too afraid of getting caught. At Miami, we signed an honor code thing, and if they caught you cheating, you were done.
I used to do
out.
That at UVA, too. It's like I got the biggest hard-on for cheating at UVA.
I don't think I cheated
what?
At ODU.
Did you?
No, I
don't
think I did.
I would literally
never.
Uh-huh. I would sit with the textbook under my shirt for the whole class. And then 45 minutes in, I'd be like, I got to take a crap. Excuse me. And then I would just march off like I had made notes on every question I didn't know. And I would just sit in a stall for like 15 minutes and look
Are
up the answers.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I did this all the time.
I think I did that when I had to take a test for waiting tables when I had to like
How do you cheat on a waiting tables test?
No, they give you these crappy food knowledge tests where you're supposed to know everything within 3 days, and I would just put everything in my phone and take like three dumps.
Yeah.
Air quotes. And
y'all are
three quote-unquote dumps. No, the dump is the great savior on taking any kind of test. You're just like, oh, damn diarrhea. Won't you ever let me finish this? And the proctor's just like, oh, whatever. Get out of here. Yeah. And then you go. And you cheat.
Ethical
and I didn't
behavior.
Even need to. It was just kind of fun
there
to me.
There is none in this room.
No, not much.
The means justify the ends.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Or the ends justify the means.
They justify each other. Either way, I got my 5 points on my license back, and life is good. But there was no tail whatsoever.
Do you have a car yet?
No. It's really bad.
Sorry.
Victory?
No. Yeah, no. I'm still carless and at home.
How the heck did you get here?
Did mom bring you?
It's possibly a mom car was involved.
My gosh.
I drove it myself.
Oh, that's good.
I get to use it when she doesn't need it.
That's so cute.
I know.
And by cute, you mean not cute, right?
And yeah, next year exactly. I'll be old enough to go to prom. So yeah, how was everyone's Thanksgiving? We were not a happy family, you know, joining up and eating together. I know you hear this chemistry on air and you're like, you just imagine us eating a turkey together and singing Christmas carols afterward.
And being happy that didn't happen?
Kind of, yeah, sure. Whatever. How was everyone's Thanksgiving?
Good.
What did you do, Veronica? Did you just go out with family?
Nope. Andrew and I went over to Gordon's, and the three of us cooked a big...
Gordon is a friend of yours?
Yes, you know Gordon. We've talked about Gordon.
I know Gordon.
Gordon listens to the show, by the way.
Yeah, Gordon, I'm convinced you want to lay stone to Veronica. I am convinced.
I showed him your text message. He laughed.
I am convinced you want to pound Veronica out.
That is so wrong. Please don't say that.
I'm just saying.
He's my buddy.
I think
we bicker like we're an old married couple.
Yeah, a lot of girls still miss that the bickering guy, the guy who's their best buddy, would still do him. I mean, I've even got girls where there isn't much sexual chemistry. Like, I don't have that design. Mm-hmm. But if we were both just horny and it came up, I'd be like, yeah, why not?
She's got two legs and vagina.
Oh, my God. Are those the only qualifications that you need?
Not me. I'm just saying.
The legs are optional.
Every now and then, though. You know, if you have a girlfriend who you really don't look at like that, but, you know, maybe a couple drinks, a certain situation
arises.
See,
I would never want to do that. I wouldn't want to mess up the friendship.
See, girls get so into that. It never messes up a damn thing. They're the ones that sketch out.
Yes,
the only time
it messes it up for the girl, not so much the guy. The guy can be the next day like, hey, what's up?
Exactly. And the girl will, like, overanalyze it, or she'll be like, well, now I'll just want to bang me all the time, et cetera.
Which is true.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it opens up a floodgate of joyous pleasures, and the man wants to tap into that river again. What can I say?
Truthfully, it really depends on how much you do value the friendship. I mean, simply because, you know, I don't know.
Well, Gordon and I have been friends for quite a long time, and I would never want
to. I'm into you, and I'm hard.
That's.
Oh, my God.
That's all you need to say. Okay, all right. So
what do I do with that? What do I do with you?
Joel, your Thanksgiving?
I actually had the best Thanksgiving I've had in my entire life.
I got
laid.
I didn't even know.
Well, that was.
So the turkey wasn't the only thing getting stuffed. Hi-oh.
No. God. First of all, if you understood the company I was with, there's no sexual encounters. It was my sister's boyfriend's family. They have a beach house in Rehoboth.
Okay.
And so I went up there.
That's become a gay beach, right? I'm not insinuating anyone.
It's been a gay beach since forever, though.
I was a little kid. I must have not caught on to that. Like, I thought if someone said it was a gay beach, I'm like, yeah, it is a happy beach. Let's go to the arcade again. Like,
well,
I was
you
never...
must have been the cutest little kid.
Yeah, I was dumb. I was dumb. Like, I hear about it now, and it's like Fire Island up there. I'm like, how did I miss that?
No, it's really not that bad. Rehoboth is – it's a mix of families, and yeah, there's obviously a gay community there.
Okay.
But – No, I went up just a really chill – they have a really, really posh beach house. They had the fireplace going like the whole time.
Oh, that's nice.
They have a scooter, so we went scooter riding.
Okay.
Tossed the football around outside, me, the dad, and my sister's boyfriend. Really just nice Thanksgiving, watching football. The food –
it sounds like the family
food.
From Wedding Crashers.
I was just going to say Wedding Crashers.
Exactly.
That was so funny. Did you wear plaid?
No. No
What's point. It like oh, banging Rachel McAdams? I think she's hot. I love her. I'm sorry.
I wish I hadn't answered that question.
Okay. You know that you lose her to Vince Vaughn in the end. Or is it Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson. Yeah, okay. Think about that.
Just gear up for that, pal.
Yeah. The other big thing I did, though, was Rehoboth is notorious for their outlet shops there.
Okay.
And it's a lot of, like, big-name stores, like your Banana Republic, J. Crew, Gap, your typical yuppie preppy stores that most people hit up.
I would expect that around the scooter-driving, sherry-sipping paradise you've described. So, yeah, it is going to be a little honky.
Well, there's three different outlets. There's a whole bunch of stores catering to any taste, no matter who you are. And I went for Black Friday just to check it out because I was like, well, Delaware's not very populated. How many people could be really hitting this up?
Oh, what a dumb rhetorical question.
Here's the funny part. It was not that bad. I found parking immediately. with the exception of a couple stores, the crowds were not that bad.
What time did you go?
Is the sports guy talking about shopping right now?
No, you have no idea. I've been turned into a monster the last week. It's ridiculous.
I don't think it was the shopping that sounded gay, but when you described yourself as a monster about shopping,
yeah,
then I had to make the limp wrist.
All right. Fine.
No, it's all good.
I put myself there. It's all right.
It's all good.
But no, honestly, the major reason I wanted to go, though, was I was like, okay, it's all discounted. There's no sales tax. Screw it, you know?
Okay.
Check it out. See what it's like. And the sad part is I went at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I did not leave until 7:15
I am not gay.
What? I didn't even venture out shopping.
I didn't.
There's no way.
This is the first time I've ever done anything like this in my life.
I kind of got into the swing of Black Friday like a couple years ago when I was out on my own. And it was like I was partying every Thanksgiving with friends.
But most of the deals, honestly, are garbage.
Yeah.
They're just pawning off.
The old crap they want off the shelves. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Which is why I was like, all right, I'm not paying attention to electronics and all the normal guy stuff that I want to go for because all of it was garbage.
You were there for the lotions.
Yeah. No.
And the bath salts.
Not so much.
I meant it in a girly way, not a jerk-off way.
No. No, I got a wallet, for example.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I still have the same wallet I got in sixth grade from my grandma.
I have a habit of losing wallets.
Yeah. It's got a big hole poked through it where I used to have the wallet chain back when I was like into metal.
Oh no, you're one of the kids with the
God,
big chain.
Oh God, you were.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I had the long hair.
With the
everything.
Converse shoes.
No, I wore combat boots. I had.
Oh God, with
the
trench coat.
You were in all black. I remember that.
You wore the trench coat, didn't you?
No, I mocked the trench coat kids, but I was the Metallica t-shirt and jeans kid.
I do remember that.
Yeah, exactly.
From all the 3 seconds I'd see you every day walking by.
Oh, I got so much back then. I got so much. Actually, it was weird. Chicks did flirt with me. I guess I rocked the dangerous angle back then. A little bit.
I only see Goofy. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's nice.
Anything but Goofy.
That's good.
You love me.
I'll slash your tires later. We'll see how many yuckles and how silly that is.
All right, so I've said my Thanksgiving and Veronica's is hers. What about yours?
Well, I didn't realize pumpkin custard is like a laxative, I guess. I mean, I've been kind of like taking fiber lately because I'm into a cleansing kick. And more than anything, I just sat around and ate pumpkin pie yesterday. Just tons of it.
Your beard just sounded like a sound effect. Oh, don't do that. You need to shave.
I just shaved yesterday.
What is wrong with your face today?
What? My little nibbly goatee? My little nubbin?
The glasses, the facial hair.
Yeah, yeah.
I got facial hair. What's wrong with that?
No,
I don't get any. I might as well look the part.
Get it off. Yeah, not a fan at all.
Might as well look the part. I'm living at home with no car. Might as well not give a crap. But I sat around and just killed pumpkin pie, like more than anything. We had a great meal. My mom actually stepped up and knocked one out of the park. I'm a big stuffing guy. Love my carbs. Just dumping gravy on it. That's some good stuff right there. And we watched The Goods together. I found that entertaining. But yeah. I ate tons of pie Thursday and kept eating it Friday. And then, like, Friday in the afternoon, I took, like, do you remember when you're a little kid and you'd take, like, outlandishly large dumps?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it kind of stops when you're an adult. You get a little more regular. But you're a little kid, like, you could eat, like, a buffalo.
Actually, it hasn't changed for me at all.
Really? No. I don't take anything too scary. But this, like, and it was really weird because it felt almost like one of those fart dumps where it was just
Are
like...
Are we seriously
it just came
talking
out for a
about
second.
This right now? Really?
It'll just be, like, two more seconds.
John.
It was so
John.
Big. It was so... What?
This
really?
This is only something other men can appreciate.
Yeah. It'll be over in a moment. It'll be over in a moment. My mom's plumbing is weak, and I was, like, really afraid that I had put the kibosh on it.
Courtesy flush, son.
Well, there was nothing to courtesy flush. It was just, like, a piece of driftwood in the toilet.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, it got down. Nothing was wrecked. You know, I didn't have to, like, I always
Veronica
fear.
Veronica wants to kill herself.
I fear when you have to put the plunger, like,
actually,
into the poop.
Be
like, the poop is actually.
John,
yeah.
Really? Come
okay.
on.
Okay.
You're killing me.
Okay. Okay. I also did some Black Friday shopping.
Where'd you go?
I learned about Old Navy having jeans for $15 a pop, and even though they don't really fit me all that well because I have the thighs of a black lady.
Isn't Old Navy where you used to go when you were like 16?
Yeah, it's also a little kid's shop. But for jeans, I don't care. Like, I rip up my jeans all the time. So I was just happy to get $15 pairs
Maybe
of jeans.
Maybe that's because you buy them from Old Navy.
They're not always Old Navy. Sometimes I go to Ross when I'm feeling saucy. So I got those. And I got a pair of sneakers down at Foot Locker, and I was pretty happy. I kept it to about $100 and God, what else did I do yesterday? Nothing. Oh, I went to the delicious Olive Garden with one of my friends, like a little gay couple.
Ooh. Which one?
No, it was Macaroni Grill. Never mind.
Oh.
Same damn asshole. The one near the old closed down Comp USA, right near government center.
Right by where I live.
Yeah. So that was that. You're all caught up. I've just been eating leftovers. Oh, and I lifted with Matt last night, and Matt, our sometimes co-host, Matt Ganoza, who Veronica kind of thinks is cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Who Veronica kind of thinks is short.
You'd throw him a bone, I think, if some liquor were in the mix.
He's young. I don't know.
You could teach him so much, Master Splinter. You could teach him so much.
I don't want to have to teach.
Teach him turtle tricks.
No.
The fact that you're even debating this in your own mind means that if he got you drunk enough,
yeah, exactly.
A there'd be
yeah.
a chance.
It's a done deal.
Chance.
No, I don't know.
No, I don't know. That was a powerful statement right there.
Whatever. You'd be drunk, be like, you're so short, and then jump him.
Bang me like a smurf.
Next conversation. My brother listens.
Get on the first step, then do me. He screwed up his back really badly. So if you could send him a tastefully nude picture or a flirty text.
Good
something.
Lord, no.
I've been into this whole giving
your
thanks
friends
thing.
Are skinks. I am sorry. The fact that you think that that's okay.
I give thanks for my skanky friends, and I just wanted to give thanks and pray for the health of my friend and thought, you know, maybe.
No, I'm not sending him naked pictures. Love you, Matt. Not going to happen.
Teasing?
No.
Implied nudity?
No.
Body double?
No. Why? Why? What is the point?
It'd make him happy.
Hello, Photoshop.
Yeah, as he lies in bed with a shredded spinal erector.
So wait, what was he doing lifting-wise to hurt his back? I'm curious, since, like, you know.
I think he was really trying to heave up something on military press, military dumbbell. So he's like, blah, and he kind of arched his back
as
he did it.
Yeah, that's an easy way to throw your back out.
Yeah.
Where do you lift, or where were you going?
I'm at Gold's in Chantilly.
Gold's Chantilly, yeah.
I love that gym.
Allegedly, there's Redskins cheerleaders there.
I'm debating on joining either that one, or there's one through my health plan at work in Vienna.
What's it called?
Not too far away. I think it's called Anytime Fitness. It's 24 hours, which is really convenient.
And pretty sweet.
And it's brand new. I'm about to do a tour next week.
Hit it up.
Yeah.
Hit it up, man.
Are you a member at Gold's?
Yeah, except I have to cut down. I've been reading online about if you lift too much, it spikes your testosterone, and if you're prone to losing your hair, it makes your hair thin out. And I've noticed my hair thinning, so I've got to like get my lifting down to like 1 or 2 days instead of the 4 usually do.
You're better off losing your hair than losing your testosterone. Testosterone is your sex drive. You want to lose that, buddy? I don't think so.
Yeah, but to quote Norm,
it's a balance.
It's a balancing act.
Do more cardio.
Wear a hat.
Yeah. My sex drive is mostly, to quote Norm Macdonald, he says, I have a high sex drive for myself. It's one of the best lines I've ever heard.
It's fine. I'll pay myself. Pay myself all day long.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's not doing me any good right now. What? Am I going to try to spike it and start staring at my mom funny? That ain't...
All right. So
nothing's going to come of this.
How often are you working out? Like, what's your game plan here? I'm curious.
I got to drop the gut.
Cardio.
No, you have to do both, first of all.
You have to lift and do,
You have to do both.
But it's really
but it
changing your
like
diet.
You're not doing any cardio at
I'm
all.
I'm doing some. It's just, it's like I like the strength exercises. Like, okay, you get your first 405 squat. That's amazing. You put up 400 pounds.
You can put up 405 on a squat.
Yeah, man. I'm freakish. Like, just because I have the junk on top, I'm pretty...
I'm just curious if you're doing it with proper form, if you're cheating.
Nah, I'm good. I have, like I said, I have the big thighs.
Did you ever take any weight training classes at high school or college or anything?
No, I started late. I started at, like, 19.
You should have done it at Chantilly.
I know. My bench is too, like, high twos.
A delightful conversation.
Okay.
Well, you work out, I assume.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what do you do?
What do you do? What do you do, Veronica?
More cardio than anything.
Do you take, like, all the, like, Zumba and spin
She
classes?
Does do Zumba. Yeah. Now that you mention it, I see it on her Facebook all the time. It's like, Zumba kicked my ass.
Yeah.
Time to drink Guinness.
You know what? You come to one of those classes and let's see how you fare.
You're going
to
quote
I'm going to take you to Carol's class.
I've had to train them.
You'll quote Seth Rogen and be,
I was
like,
a personal
sweating
trainer.
Like James Gandolfini.
Yeah, I know. No, I was a personal trainer.
I think
trainer
you guys
for, like,
should both come to a Zumba class.
No, they kill
I
you.
That would make
they're
you
very, they're very...
I play basketball. That's
I used
my
to do yoga. How's that?
Ugh, I hate yoga.
Ooh. I picked up a girl in the yoga class.
I don't like yoga.
And it never went anywhere. How's that for a hot story?
Shocker.
Yeah.
Do you play basketball though?
I used to be okay when I was a kid, man.
I mean,
we are white. Just getting that out to the audience.
Well, I'm not claiming to be anything good. I'm just saying I play, and I play pickup at work 3 days a week, plus I also meet up with some friends usually once, either Tuesday or Thursday night.
For my money, I think it's more I eat crap and I don't do enough cardio. And I need to come to terms with that and change my tune and stop eating dollar hamburgers.
Yeah, eating an entire pumpkin pie probably isn't healthy.
That was breakfast.
For a holiday, it's a one-time
exactly.
Thing. Oh, I know. I'm just giving him hell.
It's that, and then we have the same food at Christmas 3 weeks later, and I have the Halloween candy. It's so great. You can just chain your excuses together.
October, November, December are hard.
I eat an entire pizza for May Day. Don't tell me how I work that out. I just do. It's just the holiday food.
Good job, fat boy.
Thank you. Okay.
Chunkers.
A couple things in pop culture. I want to throw a little news at the crowd and get everyone's feelings. You guys can kind of pick your poison here. We got the new Twilight film. Don't roll your eyes. It doesn't translate. Oh.
What's wrong with Twilight? You don't like
really?
It?
Really?
Nice.
I'll get there later.
I think we already have a winner, but we also got Adam Lambert's performance at the AMAs.
Ugh. He's disgusting.
And
seriously?
Veronica had suggested we throw out Taylor Swift as well. She kind of wanted to throw her into the mix. And
Taylor Swift is my Twilight.
I'm always up for a Taylor Swift discussion. It's a good way to kill 4 or 5 minutes on air. You can never have enough of them. She is the hot S right
say
now.
Him?
Enough of them.
Oh, them.
No, Taylor Swift, much as I think about her, she is a chick.
Yeah.
She is a chick, so.
Well, maybe you mixed her up with the other Taylor from Twilight.
Oh.
He's yummy.
Oh,
hello.
God, that's the...
Hello, statutory rape.
I don't care. He's going to be legal soon. Have you seen his abs?
That's the cover of my Rolling Stone. It says Teen Wolf, and it's him in a wet t-shirt. When did guys in a wet t-shirt get acceptable?
That's hot. Jake Gyllenhaal, Entertainment Weekly, a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, for Prince of Persia.
No. It was for Day After Tomorrow is when that cover
really?
Came out. Yep.
Hmm.
That was, okay, so more than 2 years ago. It was a long time ago.
Yeah,
that's,
a few years ago.
He made it pretty popular.
Okay, I never got that look on a guy. Love it on a chick, but chicks' nipples are naughty. They're special. It's a dude. It's like you can lift your shirt. I just don't get it. You might as well be wearing see-through latex gloves. I'm supposed to get excited by the opaque coating on your hand. What do I care? Okay, we're going with Twilight to save this. I don't get the fuss over Twilight. I've heard they're poorly written books. I've heard the movies are downright retarded. I get that chicks might want to pound the new guy out. He's got abs. He doesn't look like he's got AIDS. That Rob
nice.
Pattinson or whatever.
Pattinson, yeah.
Pattinson, don't get the fuss. Boy, looks like he doesn't shower.
He doesn't.
He looks like you'd break him in bed.
He looks like he's going to have a drug problem in 3 years.
Yeah. What I understand about women and what they like, he's got height. I can see that. And sometimes they're into a female-looking dude.
Height is good.
Yeah, he's very effeminate.
Very feminine.
You think? I don't think he is.
Clearly.
He's very, yeah,
that's
petite.
That's a dude that's not seen the gym. I don't care if he's
if
got
you
ass.
If you guys remember Morrissey at all, he reminds me of like a prettier Morrissey.
I mean, he's definitely a pretty boy.
He's pretty as ass, man. You can flip
he's
him.
All right.
What? I don't get the fuss over it. I can kind of. It always throws me when chicks are both into like an alpha male type. That I get. Like a big guy who looks like he can defend the mouth of the cave.
Like the new wolf guy. Taylor that
those
they keep
yeah exactly he looks he can kill a mammoth
yeah
well, by punching it in the throat or something manly like that. I get that.
Well, the funny part is he looks like he couldn't fight anybody. He just went to the gym and just did work. That's all he did.
Yeah, but it's at least like the illusion of it. This other guy looks like he's gonna curl up and try to read Keats to a rapist that's like banging his wife out in front of him, you know.
Oh my God.
Taylor is still so young and pretty boy looking that he doesn't look like
slow down here.
He can't fight anybody.
Young and pretty boy looking.
Yeah.
Sample for later.
I said he's a young pretty boy. No. I didn't call him hot.
No, I'm going to sample that for later. Yeah. Taylor's so young and pretty boy looking.
No, it's...
Hey, right. You said it, man.
Your words. No, no Adobe audition editing there.
Yeah, great.
So, Veronica, you definitely have your clear, kind of tall, manly type. Although, you do like the military type because deep down you know they can be bossed around by their woman.
I'm so over the military type. It makes me nauseous to even think about it. Let's not go there.
Okay, whatever. So you're into firemen now? Policemen?
No. God, no.
Migrant workers?
No offense, but no.
Okay. Just checking. What's...
No. I want a suit.
A suit?
Yeah, I can see that.
I could see that, too. It means money. You can cheat on him. He's at work all day.
I would not cheat on him, and hello, I would be at work, too.
If
thanks.
Anything, he'd be cheating on her simply because he's out...
Banging the secretary.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, like the New York
Gee, thanks.
Banging the young up-and-comer.
Yeah, I'm just referring to a stereotype. It's not an inference on you.
Exactly. Drinking martinis off her ass. Wait, I've watched too much Mad Men.
Yes, you have.
Okay. I can see why you'd want to bang Injun Joe, the one kid. But would you screw man vampire?
Emmett, yeah, not Edward.
Okay,
Emmett's hot. But again, Emmett's the big buff, mean one that can throw people around.
However,
go figure.
Would you say no to both of them at once? Because why not? You're getting twice the twihard.
Am I what?
Would if they both were like, hey, let's go for it?
If they double teamed you,
yeah. Would you bang Edward to get to the Wolfman?
I would not do that.
Why not?
Because that
seems simple enough.
Trashy.
Seems simple enough. I mean,
I'm reason I'm curious about this simply because any guy, if he's offered two attractive women at one time, who the hell's turning that down?
No one. At worst, you make them go to town on each other and you just enjoy the show or something.
Oh my God.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But no, with girls, it's very interesting to see the difference where if you offer them two,
Oh, I'd say at least 50% of chicks would. No, even 75, I should probably go with an extra woman in the bed before as an extra
dude.
Yeah,
it's very interesting.
If you get a chick who says yes to the two dude thing, you've got a dirty birdie on your hands. Oh, yeah. Which isn't a bad thing. I'm just like, realize what you're getting into.
The problem is no man wants to share his woman.
Not if it was your woman.
Yeah, if it's yours.
Okay, what if it was you come upon, we'll throw Rachel McAdams from earlier in the mix.
First of all, I'm not crossing swords with nobody, so don't even throw it out there.
I'm not talking the shotgun anus.
it doesn't matter. There's only one star of the show, and that's...
He's taking care of the back end, you're taking care of the...
Doesn't matter.
Really?
There's only one star in the show.
I've never done, but I think I could swing it.
Let's face it. Men are grotesque. Men are disgusting. Men are ugly. But when it comes to being in the sack, there's like one star in the show, and it's not her boobs. It's not her vajayjay. It's,
it's the Eiffel Tower.
It's the star of the show.
The rod of Goldstein. That, I understand this rule. I understand it well. I don't know. I think I could swing it. I think it would actually almost seem like I was a better lover because I would be so hyper-focused on her face and eyes.
Yeah, because she can't look anywhere else.
Exactly. She'd be like, the way you stared in my eyes like that, The rest of the story would be while I was getting pounded out by another guy. So it wouldn't sound too romantic, but I would be able to hyper-focus better than I could pretty much any other time in my life. Any other time I'm screwing, I gotta be doing something else at the same time almost. I actually one time filmed it. And
what?
I've shot a couple films. I have that Bob Crane in me. But there's one series of pictures, and I forgot I even had the TV on in the background, and so you just see some chick going down on me, and in the background is John Lithgow's face, plain as day. It was like some B-movie. At 3:30 in the morning, it's just John Lithgow, and you see his face changing expressions shot to shot. Boy. I deleted those. Those were the only ones I did not keep around.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You sound like you regret this.
Yeah, it was funny. I mean, I could have blurred the hog and put it on my website or something. Blurred the chick's face, too. It wasn't one of my finer moments, but...
Oh, my God.
Not so much.
Okay, so... and one more thing in the Twilight thing. Do you have that catty, bitchy hate of the girl? Kristen...
I just don't think she's that good of an actress.
Every girl says that. Every girl says that.
Here's the thing, though. In the first movie, there was definite... she just needed a lot of help. In the second movie, I think she did a lot better.
I turned off.
I hate your face.
I turned
it.
Off my mic.
I hate
to rub
your
my goatee,
face.
So you couldn't hear it.
Yeah, I heard it.
Anyways. No, I mean the first movie was it. The second movie was better. You can tell they had a much larger budget. So
I get the appeal.
Are they
going to
get
people.
Oscars? No, but is it a good movie to kill some time? Sure.
I think she's a good actress. I saw her in two different films. Adventureland. Thought she was decent. Played a chick you'd want to hook up with, even though she's banging Ryan Reynolds. And another called The Cake Eaters, where she's doing her like kind of Forrest Gump thing. She's got some kind of muscular dystrophy or some crap, and she's like 15 and sleeping with a 21-year-old, and it's all like, I want to lose my virginity before the disease takes me.
The only question I have that I did a little
you can watch it on Netflix.
I went on Wikipedia.
I'm not making that up.
I went on Wikipedia to look at this phenomenon because I was curious about it too.
I've read every book summary 3 times on Wikipedia. I'm like, am I missing something?
She comes across as this very weak, like anti-feminist.
That is the criticism, yeah. Well, she's just sitting around for one guy to bone her, and then he leaves, so then she finds the Wolfman to kind of flirt with her, but she doesn't bone her. She doesn't actually screw Wolfman, right? She's even banging the vampire right now, right? No. Yeah? When does she bang the vampire?
I don't know.
Book four.
God damn, that's a long tease. How do you read that if there's no screwing?
Well, apparently there's only four books, which, thank God, there'll only be four movies supposed to, you know, like, you could drag out, like, Harry Potter and have, like, 13 or something ridiculous.
Yeah. I've actually read Harry Potter, though.
Well, I'm not saying Harry Potter's bad. I'm just, okay. Or, you know.
I know.
Even though it's not my cup of tea.
Okay. Have we solved the Twilight crisis to everyone's pleasure?
Yeah, it stinks.
Veronica?
I don't know. He still looks a little bitter.
I think it stinks. I think it's irritating.
You know what the awesome part about that is?
What?
You don't have to read them or watch the movies.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they bring pleasure to other people,
so,
I don't get the appeal. I like your catty comment. Every girl who hates Kristen Stewart and is envious of her, they're like, I don't
definitely
hate
not
her.
Envious
I just don't think
Stewart.
Her acting's all that good. They try to get real
no,
smart
it's,
about it.
No, because she, I feel like she plays the same character in a lot of her roles. She's just not one of my favorite actresses. I think the girl from who played the daughter in Mamma Mia would have been a much better pick for that role.
Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah,
something.
I think she would have been a much better Bella. But that's just my opinion.
She's got a weird face.
She does have a weird face.
But you
weird
know what? It's her face that I like. It's that innocence, a little naive.
She can't do innocent though. She's got like massive T's, right?
What was she in that she was like a cheerleader or something?
Oh, what was that?
Jennifer's Body?
No.
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, she was in that.
Oh, yeah, that's where I saw her.
She was in Big Love, too. She's one of the 1,000 kids of Bill Paxton. She's all right in that. Okay, whatever. I'm over it. I don't see the appeal, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure one of these days it'll be on a channel and I'll say, you know what, F it.
I read a statistic that only 80% of the moviegoers for those movies are female, so I'm trying to figure out how the other 20% are male.
They're trying to get laid. That's all.
That's a reach.
I don't know. I think just stare at his abs long enough and then close your eyes when you're with me.
It's
and...
called go have fun with your girlfriends. I'm going somewhere else. I just don't get it.
They're young. They're young and dumb.
20%.
They don't know any better. They're 16.
They need to turn their man card.
They're 16. They're trying to get into her stuffed bra. That's all. That's all, man. All right. Adam Lambert or Taylor Swift? Pick your poison.
Ugh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Can we just please hate on her for a few minutes?
Well,
hate on her?
Veronica.
Please, let's just hate on her.
Veronica, I was like, hey, Veronica, give me a couple subjects. And she, Taylor Swift came to her lips rather quickly. So
here's my thing with Taylor Swift. And she is only irritating me right now because, number one, her stupid songs are everywhere. And
yeah.
They're not that good. Number two, she's winning all of these ridiculous awards. Because of the Kanye thing, I feel like she's been thrown so many bones over what Kanye did that it's getting ridiculous. At the CMT Awards, she won,
I think, like five different
awards. She got Entertainer of the Year, and that one I'm not going to argue about because that girl busts her butt. She's on every stage from Vermont to New Mexico. She's all over the place. I'll give her that one. I will give her that one.
Does it creep you out that someone so young can be so focused on that? Like, know at like 12, like, I want to play a guitar for a living.
No.
Okay. It's no, just the Mickey Mouse Club thing. Go
no,
on.
No, no, no. What annoys me especially is that she won Female Vocalist of the Year. She won out over Martina McBride, Reba McEntire, Carrie Underwood, and Miranda Lambert.
Is Female Vocalist supposed to be like a vocal
It's a vocal award.
Thing? Okay.
And she's not good vocally.
No,
she's mediocre. She can write a couple of cute songs. She can put together some cute hooks.
Production.
She plays the guitar. Yeah. I will give her that. She looks like a lanky, just confused little girl on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's that good. But vocally, to give her that award over those other girls is ridiculous.
I love Martina's voice. I think Martina's got great pipes.
Yes.
She's still hot,
too,
right?
I think she's pretty. Whatever.
Yeah, she's holding
it together.
But
that's my beef with Taylor Swift.
All right. You think she's overhyped.
Yes.
You know what? I don't care for much of the music. I can't say she's ever had a song. And I love catchy pop crap. I can't say anything's stuck with me. And I usually get the fuss over the blondes when I'm not so into it because guys are just like, oh, blonde, I want to do her. I'm like, dude, they just, yeah. And Veronica is playing with her Goldilocks right now.
You love it.
Uh-huh. But I really don't get it with her. I think she's got a kind of busted dome piece. And I'm going to look. Anyone's going to counter with, oh, she's in your lap, you'd say yes. I'd probably do that with Roseanne Barr. That's beyond the point.
Oh.
It's beyond,
oh,
for the sake of a story, whatever. If it's there, it's there. And she's a perfectly cute girl. She's better looking than anything I've screwed. She's probably on par with it. Probably better. I'm not going to lie. I just don't get the fuss. She looks like Joan Rivers, but young.
Oh my god!
Like she's
funny.
Oh
I see god. That resemblance.
She's got the nose does. All pulled back. Like it looks like a little piggy snout.
And the eyes.
Yeah, the eyes.
Very
are,
tiny eyes.
Yeah, it's yeah. like she's squinting at stage lights the whole time. She looks like Gilbert Gottfried kind of too in that way. A little.
Oh wow. My god.
So I just don't get the fuss about wanting to pound her and stuff, and it's all right, whatever. There's hotter ass out there. Ava Mendez. I love that.
Oh, she's stunning.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Agreed.
I just, that's my two cents.
You and I are partial to the brunettes, aren't we?
Yeah, I like them sleazy looking. Brunette.
Brunettes are sleazy looking?
They can be. I don't know. I enjoy the spectrum of brunette.
Yes, agreed.
I can go with the milky white. I can go with the olive. But, yeah, I like the brunettes, which isn't to say hot blonde comes along. I like height and kind of like a leanish build if you can do it, which isn't to say I haven't been to Full Figuredville more than once. I've eaten out of many a dumpster in my day.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Wow.
That's my preference. If you can give me a chick who's like 5'7"-ish, lean, so the kids will be tall and not taking after my gut, thumbs up.
I mean, that's only barely shortened, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it'll lead to her cheating on me, I'm sure.
Yeah, you want a cheek-to-cheek dance? I like them shorter.
I don't, because I feel like I'm a kid toucher if they're way shorter, especially.
No.
I once did a 4'10 chick, and I felt dirty the whole time. I was like, God, what am I doing,
oh,
man?
Oh, my God, that is hilarious.
Yeah, that I felt like funny. She should have been calling McGruff, you know? It's bad.
That is so wrong.
It was bad. I just... God damn, I was like towering over it the whole time. Whatever.
That's funny.
Yeah. She was Asian too. Gave an extra little awful twist, like I was Oy. Buying her for a chicken head or something.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Now to Adam Lambert. Now that we've talked about leaning over and banging people. Good old Adam Lambert.
What did you guys think of his? Did you see his
Well, that's the story.
I caught the highlight.
His performance at the AMAs. Was quote-unquote, I guess, too provocative. He was kind of engaging. Everyone had an S&M-esque costume on, kind of like the gimp hoods and the chains. Uh-huh. And he was, I know he at least kissed a dude, right? He kind of like...
What kind of grossed me out is that he took one of the dancer's faces, uh-huh. shut it. And he grabbed him by the back of the head and it like... threw him into his crotch. And yeah. I just yeah. thought that was a bit much. If it was the MTV Awards...
He was pantomiming BJs and...
Yeah, it was just a bit much. And it was repeated. It was every time he hit a new dancer, he was grabbing them, fondling them, doing something disgusting. And here's the thing. If you want to do that on MTV, I think people expect it.
Okay.
This was the American Music Awards. There are little kids watching.
At 11 at night, though?
Yeah, at 11 at night. It's a big thing. I remember being allowed to stay up to watch them when I was younger.
Yeah.
I don't even remember caring about them.
I don't think I've ever really watched them, yeah. I mean, I can see what your argument is about the audience. I wasn't all that worked up about it. I get it.
I just
like,
think there's a time and a place, and that should have been
I think
MTV
to him it was all very, like, showboaty production number. Like, he was like, there's no sexuality here. It's just me doing my little Broadway thing. And also, I think the song sucks. I mm-hmm. enjoy the dude well enough, but that song is ass. What is it, yeah. For Your Entertainment? Or?
Yeah.
God damn it, it's bad. I thought he was okay on Idol.
You actually watch American Idol?
Yeah. I watch Idol. I got into it maybe its third year. Like, the first year, I didn't watch it, and big old fat Kelly won, and I like her a lot.
Be nice to Kelly.
I love her. She's just a big old fat sloppy, though. But she's great.
Not.
She used to be.
She used to be kind of a piece. I remember when she was thin, she had no boobs. Like, do you remember that Behind These Hazel Eyes video? I thought she had a pretty...
I love that song.
No, I'm a guy. I don't watch that stuff.
Oh, no. I loved me some Clarkson. I thought that was a bitchin' song. But in that video, I mean, I got bigger T's than her. It's bad. So she porked up, long story short. I wouldn't really want to do her anymore. But she's half Greek, and I like her music. So I'll stand by her.
You like her music?
I do.
She's a talented girl. You definitely can't take that from her. You may not like how she looks, but she
can
sing.
I'm not huge into pop music.
I enjoy crappy pop now.
I like some, you know, every now and then it's like
I spent too many years with Wu-Tang and Metallica and everything grinding. I like simple, happy, dumb stuff now. My life is such a toilet. I don't need music to enforce that. I want music that for 3.5 minutes I feel good.
I mean, I'll listen to any music in my car except for country. It's the only
thing
I
love. That
I listen to all kinds
all
of country.
Too.
Although, it's, like the average country song on the radio is dumb as hell.
Well, I mean,
like,
no, it's not.
they're so faked with the twangs and the song, I Want to Be Like You, Eating Your Chicken Nuggets, whatever the hell that little kid song
okay,
is.
You know what? Whenever anybody makes a comment like that, I know for a fact they don't listen to country music because that is not what it's about at all.
That song? That particular song is
Country music's about anything and everything. It's just a style of music.
It's become too suburban for my taste. I'm
not a big fan of the pop country
that's
come out in the last 15 years or whatever. I mean, if you throw on some Johnny Cash, for example, I'll listen to that. But it just – music has to do something for me in some way, shape, or form, and country music does nothing for me.
I like the old country songs that were about like cheating or getting cheated on. Or drinking,
Johnny
or being
Cash
broke,
drinking, jail, stuff. That I can get down with that.
I saw George Jones one time. I saw him twice in concert.
I'm impressed.
And he used to lament. He's like, "Whatever happened to good old drinking and cheating songs?" And then he went into some drinking and cheating songs. But they used to be so real. They used to keep it so real. Hip hop gone down the damn toilet too.
Oh, clearly.
I can't really.
Everything I listen to hip hop wise is from like the late '80s and the 90s.
God, in my car, I listen to Quiet Storm half the time.
Oh yeah, I've got that.
I think slow groove effing music.
I think the last hip hop group I got into was Jurassic 5, and that was what, in the early 2000s.
J5. J5 was like 2000 flat, dude.
Exactly.
Okay. So Adam Lambert, consensus is we don't care.
Meh.
I mean, I just think it's slightly hypocritical when you can have Britney, Madonna,
and he
out.
Made that point. He was
but. The difference is, if you watch the performance,
tell us,
you watch
Hitler.
The entire thing.
Tell us.
Britney and Madonna kissed for, 2 seconds on stage, and then they moved on. They kept dancing. They did other things.
No,
this guy continuously.
He was throat raping people.
Madonna, he crossed a line. It was just a little too much.
Madonna made
and
it with
I'm
Britney,
normally,
and then
like,
Christina Aguilera.
two seconds each. No, but yeah, she grabbed Britney. She kissed Britney. She turns around. She grabs Christina. No big deal. It was a 2 second thing. He went to like almost every single dancer on the stage and groped them. He was grabbing crotches.
Please,
stop. Making out. It was
stop.
He was
stop talking a second. Stop talking. I'm like, to use your favorite expression, I'm a little chubbed up.
Oh my God!
From the memory
John,
of that.
Seriously,
I never really sweated Britney that much. Or Madonna or Christina, but that makeout, I had to excuse myself to go to the bathroom right after I saw that. That's one of the only things like that was ever on TV where next day I went, downloaded the pictures, and that was added to the spank tank.
The sad part is that's when Britney peaked as an artist.
What was that Slave for You era?
I believe it was right around then.
Okay, yeah.
That was Me Against, I think right before Me Against the Music.
Okay, yeah.
Right before she teamed up with Madonna.
Yeah, she's never been better physically. I'll say that.
Well, she's had 2 children.
Yeah.
Body changes. She's getting older. She's not an 18-year-old.
So much bad in this world. So much evil.
Yeah.
Go away. Go away.
I'm just as impressed as the boots have dropped too, buddy.
Yeah. She still has the perky nipples, but they kind of like face in different directions now.
Yeah.
It's like looking at an orangutan's tits.
Huh? People are so wrong. So wrong.
I just made the comment about them sagging. That's it.
Yeah.
He took it to the next level.
Yeah.
You can fight him.
I go to the Superficial and Tyler Durden and all those sites, and it's just picture after picture of her in a bikini, and just nothing does it for me. All I can imagine is her, like, fat, pumping K-Fed, kids popping out, eating
burgers.
Well,
now you have Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
No.
God, that would be funny if she got Britney'd by someone. How great would that be?
Is there anybody right now?
Like she bangs
Did you say
her
Britney.
Britney, like she bangs her 45-year-old
She's
guitarist.
She's dating the little hottie Jacob from Twilight. Taylor
yeah,
Swift.
Yeah, she is.
Taylor.
Banging which one?
The
Taylor Lautner, the boy with abs.
Oh, really? Well, that's nice. He can get back the land taken from his people.
Hey. None of that hate.
All right, I got one other weird story, and then we're going to do about 5-10 minutes of sports picks. We're going to do the Redskins game because we have to, much as I don't like it. And then I've picked 3 highlight games that I think Joel's going to feel strongly about, and they're kind of the good games. You know, we don't need him telling us who's going to win Cowboys Raiders. You know, it's an S game. We all know the Raiders are going to blow it.
You realize that game was already played.
Yeah, I realized. That was the only thing I could think of off the top of my head.
All right.
But you can tell us who won it.
You mean the Cowboys?
There we go. That's his pick for the week.
No, I'm
That's
two,
Joel's
I'm,
lock.
I'm 2-1 against the spread so far this week. Thank you.
Okay. I'm 2-1 on straight picks. I, like an ass, went with Vegas and picked the Giants.
I went with the Giants.
Did you?
Except I did it. I have other reasons behind it.
Okay. I'm going to read the weird story. We're going to bang out our picks. Veronica, don't get that I'm having bad sex look in your eye where you just want it to be over. I can see the look now. Body's going limp. Contracting everything, trying to speed things up. Well, it won't work here.
You know what? I do assume that one of the games you're going to talk about is the Saints game.
Of course.
And that's got her boyfriend on the team.
I love him.
Who's her boyfriend? Reggie Bush?
Shockey.
No, Jimmy Shockey.
Oh.
Love him.
Okay. Reggie Bush.
Never... He's cute too, but
okay.
I like Shockey.
God, I love Kim Kardashian. Just as an aside.
She's not up my alley.
Oh, God.
There's something about her. And I don't know if it's because I saw the stupid porn or something.
Yeah, I think it's because she's been Ray-J'd and bushed. And after – that's like having to follow Elvis to the friggin' stage. You know what I mean? All right. I ain't duplicating that act.
No.
You know? It's like the opening act didn't go on. So Elvis says, you can follow me afterward, kid. No, no, no. Okay. Here is our weird story of the week. I found it weird. Maybe I think it'll also creep out Joel on a spiritual level, maybe.
Oh.
Stories from Time. Energizer bunnies turning rabbits into green fuel. Dun, 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 dun. Sweden's Tommy Tvoigner, however the hell, God, I hate those names, and his team of professional hunters don't have to go far to find their prey. Tvoigner is employed to keep down rabbit numbers in the Swedish capital, Stockholm. The rabbit population there has exploded over the past few years thanks to owners setting free their pets. Last year, they killed 6,000 of them, blah, 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 blah. When the city started killing the rabbits in 2006, officials realized they would have to dispose of their carcasses. At around the same time, the EU, the European Union, passed a law that makes it illegal to dispose of raw meat or carcasses in landfills. Solution: use the bunnies as fuel to heat Swedish homes.
That's fine.
That already didn't give you like a Schindler's List flashback. That creeped the hell out of me. Okay. When the German newspaper Der Spiegel broke news of the novel fuel source last month, many Swedes were outraged.
Why?
Well, one of them, Anna Johannesson, not too bad a name right there. Anna Johannesson. It feels like they're trying to turn the animals into an industry rather than look at the main problem. Johannesson and other wildlife campaigners recommend spraying the park with a chemical that makes shrubs and plants unappetizing to the animals.
So they die anyways.
Yeah. Tvoigner, though,
starvation.
Has little sympathy for this argument.
And kill the ecosystem, too.
Yeah. That's stupid. He said if you do this, you only move the problem 100 meters away. Oh, you silly Europeans.
And it costs more money. And that's stupid.
Right.
It's not just rabbits that are being used to heat homes. Reindeer, moose, horses, pigs, and cows are all thrown into an incinerator run by a firm called Convex near Lake Vänern, southeast of Stockholm. Long story short, they kill tons of animals, and they melt them into the slurry pudding type thing, and that can power heat generators.
Do you realize this goes on to a degree here in terms of at least the killing animals part? I mean, we have a deer population in Virginia that's humongous.
I'm all cool with that.
And we eliminate those.
Yeah,
left and right.
I get that because they'd kill a lot of kids and other people just jumping in the road. I do get the deer dumb, so dumb and dangerous. So
I'm just
big,
saying, if you
so
ever have
stupid.
If you ever have an overflow of a certain animal, you have to go out of your way to kill it just for the ecosystem's
sake.
And everything.
I get that. Yeah. It's just it seems like they pass these weird laws that say you can't dump a raw carcass into a landfill. So it's like, well, we have to cook it to some extent, and they're turning animals into fuel. I had bunnies
as a
kid.
It's either that or a mass grave.
What else
one.
Would you – What? So you just bury them and let them rot? I mean, at least the people are benefiting in some way, right?
It's just
– It's not like they're breeding them to use them as fuel.
I think it's going to go there. I think they're going to breed rabbits as fuel. That's just
really
my fear. I give it 10 years.
Oh God!
That would be messed up.
10 years. That's what I'm getting at.
That's
really
kind of disturbing.
I think you're gonna see people hitting pounds and stuff.
It's like the Matrix, except with rabbits.
Yeah, exactly. Little rabbit batteries. Exactly.
That's kind of disturbing.
That's kind of what I'm going for.
Fields and fields of rabbits.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be the rabbit cost, man. It'll be sick.
That would be disturbing. But as it stands right now for that story, that's not upsetting.
Okay. All right, let's bang out football. We got 10 minutes left in the show, and I like to leave at 55 after, so Mr. Squire and his night train memories. Actually, no, it's the last day of the week, so it's Son of Squire show today. when his kid comes in.
It's exciting.
It is. He does a good show.
So I can take off now, right?
No, you can talk about the players you want to do.
You have 2 cents to throw in here.
Yeah. Okay, so Joel, about minute 30 per pick.
Sure.
We're going to go with 3 highlight games. I have...
Bring it.
Well, we have to take care of Skins Eagles. That's not a highlight. That's going to be a boring game, probably.
Spread's 9.5.
Oh, it's so hot. Hot slash sick, you know that. Let's confirm. God, 9.
9? That was close.
9 at Philly.
I mean, Philly waxed the Redskins in D.C. Even though the Redskins have stepped up a little bit the last couple of weeks, there's no reason why Philly shouldn't cover that spread. I mean,
is Westbrook okay?
I mean, even without him,
he'll still do it.
The defense should kill Rock Cartwright and all the joke Redskin receivers and
Veronica. Your take? Anyone you want to do on either team?
I'm going to say right now, Eagles cover that spread. It's
okay. Yeah. Jason Campbell. Chris Cooley? Anyone tickle your pickle, Veronica?
I like Chris Cooley.
Okay.
Imagine that.
Yeah, shocking.
I know. God, I'm so unique.
The tall white boy tight end.
Yeah.
A white girl. Why shouldn't I be attracted to white men?
No, I'm just...
Can we go there?
I'm playing off...
We can have this conversation.
I'm playing off the Witten and Shockey corollary. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love them, too.
I know.
Okay. It's all good.
I'm not going to apologize for that.
You don't have to.
I'm attracted to women that say yes.
I'm attracted to Chris
Cooley. Or women that are too scared to say no.
Chris Cooley has a hot wife. Have you seen her?
She's good, yeah.
He's married?
Yeah.
Son of a...
Oh, he's married to a former Skins cheerleader. Yeah.
Who had to quit her job.
Shocker. And her name's like Chris D.
Chris and Christy Cooley.
It's so
good. Did we already talk about this? Did you guys see the Redskins cheerleader who got a flu shot?
No.
And she was like the one in the million that had the neurological trigger or something? Did you see that
No.
clip? She can't walk. Her body, like... just fold in when she's running. Mm-hmm. She's fine, and she can talk normally when she's running.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she has to walk backwards to walk normally.
That
it's
is such
the most
bargain ass.
Bizarre.
That is
thing.
Such bargain ass.
Oy.
There's
well,
gonna
she's
be
married.
Not for long. He's gonna ditch that.
That is so wrong, John.
Okay. This would have been a great game up until yesterday when Roethlisberger's tart ass bailed out.
No, it's not decided yet.
It's not?
No, he's...
I thought he had punched out as of yesterday.
He went from 100% in to now game time decision, which translation is probably playing because they're not about to start Dennis Dixon against the bleeding Ravens.
I thought a couple hours ago they announced he just gave up.
If it happened the last 2 hours, then it's news to me simply because I was... asleep from...
For those of you not aware, we are talking about the Ravens-Steelers game.
Yeah.
Yeah, sources, Roethlisberger to sit versus Ravens.
Oh, so they're going to start Dennis Dixon.
Yeah.
Oh, that changes everything.
It's now gone up Baltimore 7.
7 point?
Yeah. I got to think they cover, unless that kid is a monstrous day.
I mean, Dennis Dixon is a very underrated quarterback. He was fantastic in Oregon. The few times I've seen him play, he was really good. Wow, that's really tough.
I'm taking spread.
You would go Ravens?
Yeah. Thank Christ I picked them straight up as my pick before. Because I even picked against Steelers when Roethlisberger. Would you do him? Looks a bit like Shrek. Veronica, would you do him still?
I don't know who he is.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Nope.
That's a little surprising.
Yeah. I thought you
were... It's not like I only follow the hot guys of the NFL.
No, you have like your pop culture NFL
Yeah,
guys.
He's kind of crossed over to that a little bit.
No,
I thought you'd be like a savant when it came
I
to
like
white
Witten
football
because
guys.
I like the Cowboys, and I've always liked the Cowboys. I follow Shockey because I went to school with him, and Chris Cooley is the only guy worth watching on the Redskins. That's why I like those three.
Okay. Fair enough. In terms of a pick, I guess because Polamalu's out, you would think the Ravens should be able to do some damage offensively.
I think they get it done, yeah.
I guess I'd go Ravens 7-point spread. Just one score, it's fine.
Okay. 2 games left. Colts, Texans, and Pats, Saints. Pick your poison.
Colts, Texans, you have to go Colts simply because what's the spread for the Colts game?
Colts, Texans. What do we have? 3.5 favoring Colts.
3.5 favoring Colts. I'd go with the Colts simply because Houston just got let down tremendously in the they're coming off a Monday night game with only 6 days to prep. The Colts just came off a monster win against the Ravens. They're going to be playing against a much easier defense. Manning should have another 300-yard game. I think you easily take the Colts. That's the one game I'm probably the most confident in.
Really? I like the sound of that. I went with the Colts for a less scientific reason. Peter King wrote an article saying, this is the week the Colts' dreams die.
You realize Peter King's a D-bag, right?
Peter King's a D-bag, but I think he motivates you. If he says you're going to lose, you're going to goddamn win that.
He's, He's a D-bag.
He is. He has a gross little skunk stripe in his hair.
He was against Art Monk going to into the Hall of Fame. And
what?
I cannot forgive that.
What?
Oh, he didn't change his mind until like 2 years ago.
F him.
Exactly.
F him. Dude, Monk was my man when I was a kid.
You and I both, buddy.
I adored Art Monk. That was my man. All right.
You look like you're about to, Veronica looks like she's about to just convulse.
We're almost there. It's just one more game.
This is like getting a root canal with no Novocaine.
Oh, God.
Okay. We're almost there. And the
I can talk shopping. I can talk country music. You can talk football.
I
think it's fair.
Just say you want to bang someone on each team. Peyton Manning. Would you do him or not?
No. God, no.
Okay, cool. There.
And see, she knows who Peyton Manning is.
Yeah.
I mean, pop culture NFL guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Roethlisberger hasn't crossed over as much. I'll give her that.
You know
he's won two
like?
Super Bowls.
I like
but his face isn't on stuff.
Hasselbeck from Seattle.
Oh, you like
okay,
Matt?
Good for you.
Yeah, he's on TV, and he's not even as good as Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Okay. And the last one we have, at New Orleans, New England.
That is
obviously the
a
Saints.
Monster game.
That is the champ of the
what's
week.
What's the spread? Three, 3.5? I forget.
Two. Down to two.
It's down to two. Ooh,
down
weird.
To two.
The sick part is that's just a chess match between the coaches. New England's defense, they're not very good. The secondary's pretty bad. At the same time, I think it's just going to be offensive shootout, back and forth, back and forth. The Saints have a slightly better defense, but they haven't faced anything like this before.
Okay.
Aren't the Saints undefeated?
They are undefeated.
They are.
I'm actually going to go with the Patriots with the upset.
Boo. Okay. No way. Saints.
Interesting.
Saints.
All right, so you got your picks in there. You have been listening to In Papa's Basement. I want to thank my co-host, Joel. Veronica, thank you guys. Oh, look at her batter eyelashes. You can listen to us pretty much every Saturday. We try to make it most of the time, so 3 to 4 p.m.
Are we going
to
be here next week?
Yeah, we'll be here next week at www.fcac.org/WEBR. And remember the... What was that?
I might not be here next weekend. I have to get pretty for a Christmas party.
That doesn't take that long. Come on. You're already pretty.
Have you seen my hair?
Okay.
We'll see. I'll be here.
Could be just me talking sports all day.
Yeah,
oh, my
exactly.
God. I will be here. No They're worries, listeners. I will
save Saving the listeners. All right. And again, in papasbasement.com. You have been listening to Papa's Basement. I am John Papagiorgio. Dig it easy.
I want to say something to you. I don't give a fuck about you. But I'm glad you came. I hope you had a good time. Listen, it's been fun. Thank you very much. Good night.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.